You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast, recorded live at our Manchester campus. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.
To have you with us for our family service today. And you always know it's a family service because the team give me only 15 minutes to speak to you, and that's criminal. 15 minutes is like a good introduction for a real preacher, but we're going to contain this to 15 minutes. Great to have you with us. Listen, I want to say to everybody, thank you so much to all of the creative team, all of the stewards, all of the volunteers for last weekend. Last weekend was absolutely incredible, just amazing. I'm blown away year in, year out by your crazy creative ability, really amazing. And to all of the teams, I know some of you didn't actually get to see the show because you were just so busy serving and keeping our cars safe and helping everybody. I want to say thank you so much to every single one of you for that. And also, we have our Christmas Eve service coming up, which is on New Year's Eve service. I knew I said something wrong. So New Year's Eve service, and listen, there's a £5 charge in that. I just want to let you know that as with everything that we do, listen, it is free for you if you want to go to InfoPoint, and if you haven't got the money, you don't want to pay, then please just go there for all the things that we do. We put charges on it to help us work out the seating. If you remember 2 years ago, New Year's Eve, there was mayhem as 3,000 people nearly turned up for the New Year's Eve service and that. And so we just got to make sure we keep it safe and steward it really well. And even for our Christmas shows, things like that, listen, you can always get a ticket for free at the info point. Just say, Pastor Glenn said I could have a free one, and we'll make sure that is available to you. So we're talking in this Christmas series about Christmas number ones, aren't we? We've talked about our favorite food. We've talked about our favorite song. I literally cannot believe that Mariah Carey's song is just the most famous of, you know, I don't get that. But anyway, I think Christmas songs, carols should be about Jesus, should be about the birth of Christ, and you know, but anyway, don't digress. I've only got 15 minutes. 16 minutes, excellent. My time's gone up by 1 minute. And we've talked about different Christmas number ones. Today we're talking about Christmas TV specials. Now, there are some households that really look forward to the Christmas TV specials. Back in the day, we used to buy things like the TV Times and the Radio Times. Anybody still buy this? Come on, you old schoolers. £5.95. Hey, Pastor Paul Reed down here remembers when it was 50p. 50p. And you'd still have change enough to buy sweets. Apparently, according to this, Wallace and Gromit are out this Christmas, which is so good. And then when I open this, it's got the 12 festive treats of Christmas. 12 Christmas treats, and it's got Doctor Who. It's got Call the Midwife. Never seen it. Anyone not seen Call the Midwife? Anybody love Call the Midwife? We got the Hairy Bikers. They're back. Graham's going to be watching that, aren't you, Graham? 23rd of December, 9 p.m. I know you've set your VHS to record that, haven't you, Graham? And different things. But, you know, there are lots of families really look forward to the Christmas specials. Do you remember this one, the Vicar of Dibley Christmas special? I actually didn't watch the Vicar of Dibley until COVID, and I binge-watched all of it over 3 or 4 days, laughed my head off. But that came out at a really interesting time in the history of the church in Britain. Because this came out, the first episode was in November 1994. It was only earlier that year, in March, that the Church of England passed the bill allowing women to become priests in the church. Can you believe that? Only in 1994. And of course, we know, don't we, that we learn things and adopt our culture not through newsreels, but through story. For example, if you want to get something to be the talk of the nation, don't just put it in the news, put it in EastEnders or Coronation Street. And so what the Vicar of Dibley did is the Vicar of Dibley got our nation more accustomed to the idea of having women priests in the Church of England, especially. Do you remember the Christmas special for The Office? Two fans of The Office. Okay, what about Sherlock? How good was Sherlock? Come on, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't like Sherlock, you need your... What about this one, Downton Abbey? According to this, Downton Abbey is back on again over this. Black Panther's on New Year's Eve as well. The Lockerbie, A Search for Truth, is on January the 2nd. Maybe record that and wait until February to watch that. Anyway, Downton Abbey is kind of back on again this Christmas. We got Only Fools and Horses Christmas special. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. And for some reason, people are pretty excited about the next one, Gavin and Stacey. Which I'll admit, I've never actually seen an episode of Gavin and Stacey. But here's the thing, right? Is that people are expecting, looking forward to these Christmas number ones. Some of them reruns, some are just kind of one-offs, some of them are returning. But the reality is this, is that Christmas has always been about expectation. You know, when we go back to the first Christmas 2,000 years ago, the Romans were expecting a usurper to come and throw them out of power. The Jews were expecting a military conqueror to overthrow the Romans. 2,000 years ago, people were expecting. We expect this Christmas too. In this room and people watching online even right now, maybe you're expecting a good Christmas. Good presents, expecting good time with family and friends and food, but there are also others in this room and watching online, and you're expecting maybe a lonely Christmas, or maybe a wearisome Christmas, or a Christmas that is difficult or challenging. But make no mistake, Christmas has always been about expectation. In the first Christmas, Mary was literally expecting. And with the expectation of the birth of Jesus and the arrival of Jesus, the presence of Jesus made all the difference, not just in Mary and Joseph's life, and not just 2,000 years ago for the people living in the Middle East, but even today, the presence of Jesus is still surprising and changing lives. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, it says this in the Message translation, it says, "For a child has been born for us. The gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness." Another translation, Prince of Peace. "His ruling authority will grow, and there will be no limits to the wholeness, to the peace that he brings." Just a few things that you can expect this Christmas with the presence of Jesus. And the first thing is this, is you can expect someone to hear you and also to speak to you. You know, I don't know if you feel heard or not in this world, but there is someone who's ready to hear you, and there's someone who's ready to speak to you also. Because the Bible says here that he will be the Amazing Counselor, the Eternal Father. I want to encourage you this Christmas season with the reality of the presence of Jesus in 2024. Why don't you take the time this Christmas to spend some time talking to him and taking a moment to listen? You know, I was just stood side of stage a moment ago with John on protective service teams, and he said to me as you were singing Silent Night, he says, "Isn't it a wonderful, beautiful time of year, Christmas?" And it is. It is for lots of reasons. One of the reasons why I love Christmas is because it's a forced pause. In the midst of the madness and mayhem of life, it's a chance to stop, to be with family, to celebrate the things that are really important, and to really celebrate Jesus. You know, just this week, if you join me online, you can sign up on our webpage or go on our Instagram, social media, Facebook, if that's what you do. And all through this week, I'm going to be taking you through a week of devotions about Christmas, and it takes about 3 or 4 minutes. But the opportunity to have a forced pause, to stop, to listen to God, because he's speaking. But a chance to speak to him also. You know, while you're maybe helping Santa get the presents ready, as you're wrapping things, maybe you can talk to the Lord about your son and say, "God, thank you for this son that you've given me." Maybe you can ask him some questions. You can say to the Lord while you're helping Santa with these presents, "Lord, why is my son so crazy?" And if you pause, you may hear him say, "Have you seen your son's mother?" She wasn't listening, or she's giving me a death stare. I don't know. It's one of the, you weren't listening, were you? Excellent. Good news. Phew, I forgot you were there, actually. But it's a chance this Christmas to speak and to listen. The second thing that you can do in this Christmas season, the second thing you can expect is you can expect the supernatural strength of God. I love this. The Bible said a moment ago, He is a strong God. The supernatural strength of God. That is when God puts His strength on your natural, His super on your natural. You can find strength in this season. If we're just talking about a historic story, then there's no real power in an old story. But when we're talking about the living, real presence of God, there is strength to be found in His presence. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you this Christmas season. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you this Christmas." He says, "I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So whatever you're facing this Christmas, friends, if there's financial difficulty in your house or in your business, remember this, you have a strong God. If you are expecting difficulty maybe with family, maybe with close family, maybe in marriage, or maybe with family who's estranged, remember this Christmas, you have a strong God. There's something about God. He's immovable. He's unshakable. And Christmas 2024, God is not in a flap. God is not really concerned and bothered by which person is the prime minister or the president or whatever. He's unshakable and immovable. Your God is a strong God this Christmas season. You know something, back in 2020, and some of you know this, in 2020, I was diagnosed with a disease in my eye, and then in 2021, had an operation, two operations on my eye, and over the next 18 months was in the hospital conservatively, maybe 40 times or thereabouts. So that was 2021, 2022. And then in 2023, I was in Amsterdam at a conference and my appendix perforated and I got infected and I ended up being in bed for 6 weeks. And then just eight weeks ago, I had a hernia operation. I'm declaring that 2025 will not be a year of hospitals for Glyn Barrett. But let me tell you what I've discovered, right, everybody? I've discovered that through it all, even though when I'm weak, He is strong. God is strong, and you can experience the strength, the supernatural strength of God this season. The third thing that you can expect is this, is you can expect an all-consuming peace. You can expect it. The translation we read a moment ago from the Bible says He is the Prince of Wholeness, but a more popular one for today says this, that He is the Prince of Peace. Philippians chapter 4 in the Bible, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Audacious Church, you know this, but peace is not the absence of troubles, worries, but it's the presence of a person. You can be living in life's toughest storm, but still have peace. Because peace is not about circumstance, peace is about a person. You know, last year when I went to the first day of this conference in Amsterdam, and the first meeting, first night, I went back to the room feeling so ill, and I lay in bed for 2 days in pain, not realizing that my appendix had ruptured, had perforated. And I got to tell you, it was pretty horrible, the experience being on my own in this hotel. The peace, yes, came from the presence of God in my life, but I also had peace knowing that in the room across the corridor from me was my good friend, Pastor Neil Smith. He'd called in on me a few times. I knew all I had to do was text him, and Neil would take me to the hospital. The trouble is this, when I text him, he was asleep, and he didn't pick up my text for 8 hours later, but that's okay. In the end, he took me to the hospital in Amsterdam, and at the reception, they said, "I'm really sorry, we don't accept see internationals here. You've got to make your way to the other hospital on the other side of Amsterdam." I got to tell you, I had no comfort in myself. I was sick, but I had the peace of my friend Neil, who's a lion when he needs to be, and he slammed his hands on the counter. He said, "How on earth is my friend meant to get to the other side of the city? He's in pain." And they saw me, and within 2 hours, I was in surgery. But real peace came when I was coming out of surgery and I encountered my wife who had just flown in. Peace is in a person. And I want you to know this Christmas, peace is to be found in the person of Jesus Christ. It's not to be found in a gift under the tree, though that's great. Peace is only ever found in the person of Jesus. And you know you have the peace that surpasses all understanding. Where when you are going through a crazy time, people look at you and say, how is it that with all the madness and mayhem around you, that you're still walking like you're walking? It's because peace is not your circumstances. Peace is a person. And I'll close with this. The last thing you can expect because of the presence of Jesus is you can expect surprises. You can expect surprises. And I guess we all love surprises at Christmas. I was just reflecting this week with my sister about a surprise that my dad had at Christmas 1987 it was actually. We'd moved from Australia to Manchester. My dad was pastoring out in Ashton, missing my sister who was living in Australia. And at Christmas 1987, the church had paid for my sister to fly all the way to the UK. And at church, now my dad opened a box on stage and my sister got out of the box. Surprise. Christmas is about surprises. And because of who Jesus is, friends, you can expect a surprise this Christmas. The Bible says, here we read it a moment ago, his ruling authority will grow and there will be no limits, no limits. Jesus is the ultimate surprise for humanity. Gonna let you in on a little secret. Sophie and I never had actually watched Only Fools and Horses until the Christmas special, 1996. And we were sitting down in our house in Sheffield watching the Christmas special 1996, thinking this is quite a good show. We were laughing quite a lot at it, but there was a moment, if you remember, and if you were alive, that in the Christmas special 1996, all of a sudden, the two main characters turn into Batman and Robin. And they're running down this back street and there's a politician who's about to be robbed and Batman and Robin come out of the mist and we are crying with laughter, thinking this is the greatest TV show ever. We just didn't expect any of it to happen. I actually watched that episode again this week on YouTube. Didn't laugh quite as much because it's not a surprise this time around. First time though, was brilliant. And the thing about Jesus is this, you may be familiar with church and you may be familiar with God, you may be familiar with Jesus, and you may be familiar with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, but I'm here to tell you that the presence of God in your life always brings surprises. Ephesians chapter 3, now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. I think the greatest thing you can expect this Christmas season and into the new year is for God to surprise you. His first appearance was a surprise, even though the people were expecting a Messiah. The way he came to earth was very different to what they were expecting. Jesus came and surprised all of humanity. And I just want to pray and prophesy over you that this Christmas season, families will be restored. Surprise. Sick bodies will be made whole. Surprise. A friend of mine 3 days ago, a really good friend of mine, was able to walk out of the cancer ward and ring the bell. And I texted him, I said, surprise, mate. Merry Christmas, surprise. Listen, my prayer for you in this Christmas season is there'll be financial blessings. There'll be family unity and harmony. There'll be peace in your mind. There'll be rest where there seems to be no rest. Because one of the things that God loves to do is surprise his children. In the same way you as a loving parent love to surprise your children, how much more does our eternal Father love to continue to surprise us? So in this forced pause, let's be thankful for all that Jesus has done, all that he's doing today, and all that he will continue to do in New Year 2025. And on New Year's Eve, we're going to pray a blessing over every single one of you, New Year's Eve in the evening, just as we come into midnight. And maybe you're in church today and you're kind of here for the first time. You're saying, well, Glenn, I don't really know much about God. I don't really know much about Jesus. Maybe Christmas obviously is a familiar theme to you, but why Jesus came is something that's lost on you. I want you to know that 2,000 years ago, God stepped out of heaven as Jesus Christ. He became the Son that we read about a moment ago. He lived a perfect life. And then on the Easter that we celebrate, he died on a cross. And in doing so, he won the opportunity for you and I to have a relationship with a perfect God. God who was so good and so wonderful. Jesus made it possible by a perfect death, by a perfect life, a horrible death, a triumphant sacrifice. And the Bible says that today Jesus has the keys over life, death, and eternity. And maybe you don't know any of that. You came with a friend to church today, came with a family member. Then one of the things I'd love to do is I'd love to put the Gospel of Mark in your hand. As you go out through the doors, turn right, there's a Gospel of Mark there waiting for you. If you don't know Jesus, but you want to know more, all you need to do is just go to that area and say, hey, I'd love to pick up my Gospel of Mark, and we'd love to put this in your hand if you want to know more about what it is to be a follower of Jesus. And maybe over this Christmas season, by the way, there's some great pictures. Over this Christmas season, you can spend some time looking at the Gospel of Mark and say, God, I want you to speak to me through this. And I'm here to tell you, surprise, he'll turn up and you'll discover that for unto us, unto you, this child was born. Father, thank you for this great day in church. Thank you for all of our children who are so excited about Christmas Day, as we all are. Thank you for the presents that are under the tree. I just pray right now in this moment for every single person in this room, for those, Lord, who are expecting maybe difficulties this Christmas, I pray, would you surprise them? Would you turn up? Would you come and bring peace? Would you come and surprise them in such a remarkable way? But Lord, even as we have this forced pause today, and even as we take a moment on Christmas Day, Lord, to remember you coming to earth, I pray that your presence in our lives would make all the difference. For people whose hearts are broken today, we pray that you would just restore their hearts, strengthen them, I pray. Come and do what you do best. You are a wonderful Savior, a good God. And Lord, what a joy it is to know you and to be known by you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Merry Christmas, church.
Thank you for listening to the Audacious Church podcast. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.